It's always cool to read from both St. John the Evangelist in the Gospel and his letters. And today, you know, it's the last, normal day in the octave, which is, that seems like it's paradox in my own mind. But we have the seventh day in the morning, and then this evening we have the end of the octave with Mother Mary, God, the Mother of God. And this morning we hear kind of some of the last words in the basicness, the basis of Christianity and Catholicism. We had the prologue of St. John about the light of the world going against the darkness, or those that have believed in God, that believed in Jesus, versus those that don't. And in his letter, his first letter, chapter 2, children, it is the last hour. And just as you heard that the Antichrist was coming, meaning Satan, so now many Antichrists have appeared. And I think what that means, St. John the Evangelist, he had so many different depths of his theology and spirituality. You know, again, Antichrist meaning the opposite of Christ, Jesus Christ, the opposite of him. And the most extreme is Satan. But there are also Antichrists that are humans, that are going against the believing of Jesus Christ. And kind of this last morning day of the octave, it's kind of putting the line in the sand. You know about relativism and then the whole different part about, well, all religions are the same, and well, no, they're not, actually. We have Jesus. Jesus was born that we believe in something that is beyond every other religion in the world, that a God was born as a human baby. And yeah, is that odd? Well, I think so. That seems like a little, that our brains can't wrap ourselves around it. But we believe it, and it's true. And Jesus Christ came as a child, as a baby, and then gave his life to destroy the Antichrist. And today, we don't want to be like the Antichrist. We want to be Christians. We want to be Catholics. We want to follow Jesus because he's our King. And so keep, and I hope that you have a wonderful time with Father Jerry this evening and tomorrow for celebrating the Mother of God. Another question that's a paradox, that Mother Mary, this little woman, this little child too, who gave birth of Jesus, who is God, to finish our octave of Christmas, to celebrate, and then continuing with our the season of Christmas, along with our liturgy, that we still have Christmas and the Christmas season.